Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell. This is our game night show, and we'll be previewing North Shore High School football for tonight and tomorrow. Some scores from last night. Let's get on our way that way. Danvers was a winner over Haverhill, 21-16. Rick Moore with a complete report coming up in just a moment. Manchester Essex 40, Whittier 8, and it was Wakefield over Belmont, 36-12. We'll have coverage tonight with updates on our website, not a game broadcast, but updates on our website from Manning Field on the doubleheader there. That's Lynn English and Swampscott at 5, followed at 7:30 by Lynn Classical Peabody. So that's what we have for you. Lots of coaches coming up here in the next few minutes. But first, let's go to Rick Moore with an update and a report from last night's Danvers win in Danvers against Haverhill.
This game had everything, including longevity, 2 hours and about 40 minutes of game time. But what a game. Oh, my goodness. First quarter was scoreless. Second quarter, Joe Baker scored from 29 yards out on just a dive off the left tackle. 2:56 left to go in a half, and Danvers had broken open a 7-0 lead. They broken open the tie game, I should say, and took a 7-0 lead. That was it at halftime. Each team dominating on defense, as the Falcons had only 73 yards of offense in that first half. Haverhill, 97. Boisine was 3 out of 8 for 42 yards in the first half. Farrell, 8 for 15 for 52 yards. He carried the ball 12 times for 34 yards. But then, second half was a different story. As on the opening drive of the second half, it was Farrell to Surrett that covered 30 yards. 5 plays, 53-yard drive at 10:34 to go early in the third quarter. Haverhill had tied the game. But Baker came back for the Falcons with 5:29 left to go in the third, and that was just a 3-play, 31-yard drive that gave Danvers a 14-7 lead. Still in the third quarter, once again, it was James Farrell to Adrian Surrett, a captain. This one covered, it was 12 plays and 65 yards, and I didn't write down the touchdown actual yardage on that one. I'll make sure I get it in our final stats. But it was Farrell to Surrett for the second time. 1:26 left to go in the third, and Haverhill had tied the game. But it was Gasanowski making his presence known, as he always does, for the Danvers Falcons big time in the fourth quarter. Owen Gasanowski, a junior, scored from 5 yards out, finishing off an 11-play, 74-yard drive that included a fake punt by Gasanowski on fourth down that got him a first down in that drive. So at that point, 21-14, Danvers was out in front. And then, after making several big stops on defense, the Falcons got the ball back deep in their own zone and had to give up a safety with only 2:17 left to go in the game. But that was it. Even though it was first and goal from the 9-yard line, late in the game, the Falcons were able to hold. Terrific defensive night for Danvers. They go to 1-1. Haverhill drops to 1-1. Falcons' next game will be at Reading Friday night at 7 p.m. Haverhill travels to St. John's Prep on Friday night at 7 p.m. And next Friday will be over at Bishop Fenwick. Swampscott will be playing there.
Before we get to our high school schedule, let's just take a peek at Saturday's college action, where Endicott College, 2-0 on the year, 2 shutout wins, will be playing host to the College of New Jersey. Noon kickoff Saturday at Endicott College. This is head coach Paul McGonigal from Endicott College football on his opponent this week.
Very good team, 1-1 right now. They won their opener, and then they just lost to the number 15 team in the country. So sound defense. Actually, the head coach was the defense coordinator, Salve, in 13-14. So he's very familiar with this conference as well. So it'll be a tough test for all of us.
That is Endicott College head football coach Paul McGonigal. Friday night high school football. One of the feature games on the North Shore will find St. John's Prep 1-0 after their win against Marshfield last weekend, playing at Central Catholic. This is head coach Brian St. Pierre from St. John's Prep football.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously we've been doing this for a long time with them. It goes back a long time. So certainly a game that I think both fan bases, both schools, both teams, they're aware of one another. I guess that's a safe way of putting it. And, you know, they're a really good program. And last time we played them, they got the best of us in the playoffs, which we're not accustomed to. You know, so we got a little bit of a bad taste in our mouth from that. They had a rough opening game against Springfield Central, but I think a lot of that's kind of an anomaly. They had some things go against them early in that game that kind of set them back. And Springfield Central is a great team, super talented, so it's a tough opener. We know they'll be a much different Central team this week when we go up there.
Well, I know you have some big guys, and it looks like they have some big dudes too.
Yeah, I mean, they have some, you know, they're always highly touted up there. I know they got a young quarterback who's supposed to be really good, taking over for the kid that was really good last year. they always have some good, tough linebackers and good linemen, and they're just a really good program, well-coached, and they've had a lot of success. So we know the challenge. We're used to playing them. Our kids enjoy the challenge.
That is St. John's Prep head football coach Brian St. Pierre talking with Rick Morrigan. They're at Central Catholic tonight. Elsewhere, Arlington Catholic is at Bishop Fenwick tonight. That's a 7 p.m. kickoff. Marblehead will be hosting Linfield this evening, 6:30 kickoff over in Marblehead. Marblehead coach Jim Rudloff on some of his key players and strengths so far this year.
First would be our quarterback, Miles O'Neill. He's a first-year player. He's a junior. He's been with us. We brought him up freshman year. He was backing up Josh the last 2 years. You know, obviously, we're very fortunate to have a kid like Josh, which is one of the big reasons why this is Miles' first time starting. But he had a very good game. He made a lot of good decisions. He made some really nice plays to get himself out of trouble where the protection broke down a little bit. But he was able to just kind of manage the offense throughout the game with not a lot of mistakes, which is very good for someone's first varsity start. So I think that was one of the big things that stood out. We had a lot of guys in there that in the beginning of the season we weren't sure where we would be at with them. One of the kids, one of our sophomores that was out there, Crew Monaco, we knew that he looked like a pretty good player and we wanted to get him some playing time. And he did a nice job for us stepping in there. Eddie Johns, our tailback, is another kid that he had some great runs. You know, we probably could have given him the ball even more, but he made some really nice cuts and some nice runs. And, you know, and then there's, you know, the obvious. Shane Keogh had a couple of nice touchdowns. He was phenomenal blocking for us all night also. And then Connor Cronin had a real good game too.
Okay, so let's move forward to Linfield. I mean, they have had over the past few years some terrific skilled players. Cape Ann League, under Coach LaMusta, man, they've been tough. They've got the Morangi boys, and Clayton, of course, is playing great at Endicott. What do you see from Linfield coming up?
You know, pretty much the same thing. They're loaded right now. They love what they've got going on over there. They're very proud. Spread offense, make the other team guess what you're doing. You know, they can't be right type of stuff. They give a lot of looks on defense. They'll play their guys in a 4-eye, a 5. They like to stunt an awful lot. They have some very good linebackers, very good skill positions. It's a team that, you know, clearly by looking at them, they're in the weight room quite a bit. They'd be a great fit in the Northeast Conference. They'd fit right in with us, but really well coached, good schemes on both sides of the ball. The kids play hard. The defense is all over the field. So we're expecting a real tough game. You know, we scheduled them because we know that it's a good football program and they're going to give us a real battle. So, you know, we're looking forward to an extremely tough battle on Friday night.
Marblehead head football coach Jim Rudloff with us. Hey, there's a doubleheader tonight at Manning Field and Lynn, and we'll have updates for you right here on MSO News Sports. Swampscott kicks off against Lynn English at 5 p.m. tonight, and then the second game at 7:30 tonight will find Peabody playing at Lynn Classical. Now, both those teams were shutout winners a week ago. Classical against Lexington, Peabody against Revere. This is Peabody coach Mark Betancourt on last weekend's game, and he'll peek ahead to tonight's game against Classical High School.
Just a lot of things that we did well is a sign that the kids are listening. Things that we didn't do well, now we have a better grasp of what we need to make sure we cover a little bit extra. We spent some extra time doing a lot of the gap work with the defensive line, a lot of the blitzing, getting too deep, things that we think could hurt us against Lynn Classical and moving forward. Watching the Classical film, it's obviously a different challenge. Lynn Classical has a ton of good athletes. They can run spread. They'll run some power at you, and you have to be ready for both extremes. And offensively, you know, with that many athletes, we have to figure out whether we think they're going to come after Shea and put pressure on him, make him get rid of the ball early, or they're going to sit back with eight guys and try to just defend against our athletes. So either way, we'll be ready for whichever one they do. We'll practice both and hopefully be ready for Friday night.
Mark Betancourt, head football coach at Peabody High School. That's Shea he is referring to as quarterback Shea Lynch, our MSO News Sports Harrington Trophy Player of the Week this past week with four touchdown passes against Revere. This is Lynn Classical head coach Brian Vaughn on this on tonight's game.
Yeah, they got guys that fly around. They're physical and aggressive on the defensive side of the ball. Like I said earlier, they present a challenge for us. And, you know, again, we just, you know, hopefully we can go in a game and execute our game plan well.
One last question, Brian. Your son was scheduled to start a quarterback this year. He got injured. So tell us a little bit about that and how that has possibly impacted the team.
Oh, yeah. He got injured on Thanksgiving. He tore three out of the four major ligaments, ACL, PCL, LCL. And with that injury, caused some nerve damage in his leg that gave him a dropped foot. He had two major surgeries, one for the knees and another one for to replace the nerve to fix the dropped foot. And it's all about time right now. So, you know, anywhere between 6 months and a year and a half with all that stuff. So.
Wow. Brian Vaughn, head football coach at Lynn Classical High School. The Rams will be led at quarterback by R.J. Fassler. And by the way, we had a video with him earlier this week. If you go back on the website, search for that on our Classical post on the Rams football team. So again, two teams, Peabody, Lynn Classical, both undefeated. Neither team has allowed a point this year. They're meeting tonight at Manning Field in Lynn at 7:30, and we will have updated reports on that game. St. Mary's football is on the road tonight. They are playing at Winthrop. Sean Driscoll, the head football coach at St. Mary's, is the former head football coach at Winthrop. St. Mary's beat Kip a week ago and tells MSO News Sports North Shore Sports Night listeners some of the key players on the Spartans this year.
He come back. Obviously, everyone knows about Dave Brown. He's one of the better players, I think, better athletes in Eastern Mass, mm-hmm. you know, on the football field and on the basketball court. And he's a great kid. He works hard at the game and understands the game. And, you know, he's one of probably on-the-field leader, Derek Calangis. Another one, he's been playing for us for 4 years now. This is last year, and he's, you know, really come a long way the past 3 years, being one of our main guys. And, you know, with up front, you got, you know, Nick Sacco and Jack Knox, they're our defensive ends and tight ends. They're really playing really well for us. They came into camp in really good shape and been working at it all summer. So they're a little bit stronger, a little bit faster, which is always good.
St. Mary's head football coach, Sean Driscoll. Then there's John Cadigan at Winthrop High School. His team suffered a tight loss to Stoneham a week ago. So what does he have to teach his players this week in preparation for this weekend's game against St. Mary's?
Last week against Stoneham, we had a chance in the fourth quarter to tie the game. Actually had a touchdown call back and then ended up fumbling on the five-yard line with a chance to go in and tie the game. So it's more or less, when we have those opportunities in front of us, really to kind of buckle down and execute what we're trying to do offensively. I think defensively this week, you know, St. Mary's has got some skill guys that, quite frankly, we don't see this level of skill guys. You know, you certainly don't see it every week. They're very talented at the skill position. So it's more or less getting our guys to understand where certain players are all the time, you know.
Winthrop High School football coach John Cadigan. Other games, Masconomet at Grafton tonight, Chelsea at Gloucester, North Reading at Greater Lawrence, Hamilton Wenham playing at Watertown. Tim Fryermuth from Hamilton Wenham football, first-year head football coach for the Generals.
Yeah. So Watertown, they definitely, again, another team who's pretty big up front. You know, they have a lot of skill. They have their quarterback. You know, they really like running him, using his legs and athletic ability. And they also got kind of a fullback, tight end, running back, hybrid kid who kind of, you know, will lead block, will run the ball. They'll shoot him out in the flat, give him the ball. So they kind of, again, they do a really good job finding ways to get the ball to their skill players. But, you know, I think if we have a good week of practice and we bring the physicality and the attitude we had in the second half of last week, I think we should be in good shape.
Well, and one final thought on the Cape Ann League. It looked like just about every team that played out of league this week from the Cal won. And a couple of ones that really jump out at me are Linfield winning easily, but also Newburyport beating Masconomet. And that was a bit of a surprise to me, and I'm not taking anything away from Newburyport.
Yeah, I mean, I think the league this year is going to be very competitive. Obviously, you got North Reading, who went to the Super Bowl last year. They didn't lose much either, so they'll kind of be the team I think everyone will have an eye on.
Mm-hmm.
But the depth of the Cal this year, you get a lot of experienced teams the past year or two. They've been, a lot of teams have been young, but now those guys are kind of grown up and becoming upperclassmen. So I think it's going to be a crapshoot every week once we get into Cal play.
Tim Freiermuth, head football coach at Hamilton Wenham, with Rick Moore on MSONewsSports.com. Tim and Rick were just talking about Newburyport. Newburyport tonight playing host to Bedford. This is Ben Smolsky, head football coach at Newburyport High School.
Yeah, no, that game went down to the wire. Coach Tone does a great job with those guys. They always give some challenges to our defense. He's very good at, kind of reading the defense and making a call. And his kids are always really good at executing what he calls. Their quarterback is he's a tough kid. I think his last name is Miles as well.
Eric Miles.
He can run the ball really well. Mm-hmm. He can throw the ball. He was their running back last year, so he's an athlete. They got some big linemen up front. They were probably, 50-50 run pass. But the thing is with Coach Tone is his game plan is he tries to find those weaknesses. He does find those weaknesses and makes his calls to combat the defense. Our games against them, no matter what, since we played them, it's kind of turned into a pretty good out-of-league rivalry with them. They're always one-touchdown games, so we're looking for a tight competition with them.
Okay, final comment. On Friday night, I thought the crowd was like a Thanksgiving Day crowd in Danvers. I mean, the place was packed with both Tewksbury and Danvers fans, and it was rimmed around the whole field, where they could stand. An incredible, incredible venue. And to see so many people out at a high school game. Your kids have a good turnout as well?
Yeah, no, definitely at Masco. It was a nice crowd. Say, Masco student section, it took up almost a quarter of the entire stands. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
It's just good, like you said. I mean, we're basically as close to normal as we've been since the start of the pandemic, and it's just good to see the crowds out there and Friday night football coming back to where it was. I mean, it was like that last year with the crowds too, but just in general, having the locker room back. But we had the locker room last year. You're not wearing the mask in the locker room, and just year has been more and more normal.
All right, there he is, Ben Smolsky, head football coach at Newburyport High School, rather, with our own Rick Moore. Again, they're hosting Bedford tonight at 6:30. Pentucket at Draycott tonight, Triton at Shaw Sheen, Amesbury at Wayland, Tech Boston playing at Georgetown, Melrose at Malden tonight, Plymouth South at Revere, Kipp at Latin Academy. And now let's move on to Saturday, where we have Saugus at Northeast, Martha's Vineyard at Salem, and North Andover plays at Beverly. That's an 11 o'clock kickoff on Saturday morning. Here is Beverly coach Jeff Hutton with our own Tim Kearns on Panther Preview, looking at week two for the Panthers against North Andover Saturday morning at 11.
Usually you see what kind of team you have for week two, right? A lot of times you could win a game on emotion, just playing better, more excited that first game, a little bit more experience, kind of. I think that was the biggest factor in our game last Friday night. We had some young guys, some new guys. We graduated a ton of seniors last year. So new guys playing bigger roles, like some guys had to play both sides of the ball, and they're not quite used to that. So the effort was there, but it was the game savvy or situational football, I would say, that because they haven't been in it as much. So we made some miscommunications here and there and gave up some big plays because of it.
So the recognition, the ability to look across the line, see what formation, see what guys are, see who's going in motion, and recognize that you may have a change in responsibility or just what is your responsibility in front of you. Again, we talked about it last week. Mm-hmm. If you got to think about it, it's too late.
That's right.
Your natural reaction time slows down mm-hmm. when you have to go, okay, he's going over there.
Yeah. Well, and I think a lot of it, like I just mentioned, it's the game experience. Because when watching film, they see the formation and they're like, what's the call? You know, this call, that call. And it's like, well, what happened on game night? And, you know, sometimes it moves a little faster than the practice does. And I think that was the difference in the game. Like, they were a group that were played together last year. They were really young, the Haverhill team. I think they only graduated like 3 or 4 starters on either side of the ball. And they're a tough team, right? And they play hard, and they played the whole game. And that's, you know, just like even last year, it was a 33-0 game, but they didn't give up. It wasn't like they rolled over and played dead. They just were young. And, you know, our inexperience, I think, cost us in key moments. Like right before the half, we gave up a score. And coming out of the half, we drove the ball into the red zone and just stalled out. And we had first and goal in the 9, and we couldn't punch it in.
Okay, this week you've got basically extended time to prepare. You're not playing until Saturday afternoon. What advantage does that give you in terms of preparation?
Well, I think that definitely gives us one extra day. Like, everyone can use, I mean, they get one extra day too, because they played Friday night just like we did. We both play similar offenses. Like, they've gone from a full spread team to almost an under center exclusive wing T, and we play, you know, a wing T in a spread formation. So for some of our guys, it's easy recognition. You know, last week we played a different type of team who was very pass happy, empty formations, 4 or 5 wide receivers. So this game is more inside the box for us, which I think can be easier for some of those young kids. There's less space to scare them, you know. But, yeah, I think we should be fine if we kind of sharpen up our rules and our assignments.
Okay, let's do our focus this week. Let's talk offensive line.
Okay, let's talk the offensive line. So we're pretty senior heavy again. Last year we were senior heavy. This year we're senior heavy. And the way I look at it, it's Division II football, kind of like that should be how it goes. Your upperclassmen should be the majority of them. So we've got Connor Day as our quick tackle. We've got, who is it? Lucas Tremblay's our quick guard. Paul Belmonte's a returning starter at center. We have Drew Sadowski as our guard, our strong guard. We have Anthony Dixon as strong tackle, and we'll count Brendan McCarron as our tight end.
Okay, so lots of experience on that play. Do you look to those guys for the leadership to the younger players and to pass on what they do not only during practice but also during the game?
Yeah, I mean you only go as far as your offensive and defensive lines go, right? The game is won and lost on the line of scrimmage, and I think we kind of, you know, we weren't quite ready. You know, we had some things that were going on. We had to play some guys that weren't ready to play both ways, and I think this week we finally have the right guys where they need to be. That continuity is back, so it's already been what it looked like in preseason. So I feel that those guys are humming. Right, the skill guys get happy, and then we kind of get into a good rhythm, and we get some momentum going in practice.
Good.
Coach Hutton, Beverly High Football, along with our own Tim Kearns. And a special thanks to Rick Moore and Tim Kearns for their help in putting our football preview show, our game night show, together for you tonight. Don't forget, we'll have updated reports on that doubleheader from Lynn. That's Lynn English and Swampscott, a 5 o'clock kickoff today. And then at 7:30 tonight, it's Lynn Classical and Peabody. Again, we hope to have some reports, updates on our website throughout the evening here on MSO. What's the website? MSONewsSports.com. So again, thanks to those guys, Tim Kearns, Rick Moore, and I'm Bill Newell. Thanks for joining us, and have a great weekend ahead on MSONewsSports.com.